Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we just love you. We thank you so much, Lord, for being with us, guiding us, directing us. And we praise you, Father, for being our God. Lord, we know that when we pray, that we crack the heavens wide open, straight to your throne, Lord, and I praise you that we are. And I ask, Lord, and I pray that tonight you have your angels stationed for duty, clocked in, ready for work. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that you have given us authority over all the power of the enemy in Jesus' name. And Lord, we know that when we pray and we believe what we pray, we're going to get it. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that everybody here believes and has the faith to believe that anything that we pray within your will is going to be carried out. We trust you implicitly to carry out the prayers that we pray tonight in Jesus' name, whatever it is. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Father, I ask and I pray that you anoint people in here to pray the things that you want us to pray tonight. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. What we want to do tonight is we had a lady here that had a vision. And the vision was that the Lord is... He came in and she saw him in his priestly garments and he was interceding. And then the next thing that he got on his, took off his priestly garments and kneeled down and started praying. And the verses she got led us to believe that the people out there and on the conservative side are getting discouraged or being hit by witchcraft from the left, from the satanic left. And we need to pray against it. He wants us to pray against it. He wants us to have the faith for them. And so that's what we're going to do. It's what I thought we'd do tonight because I tell you, the Republic is at hand. This Republic is at hand. And what we do in the next little bit till next Wednesday determines whether or not Trump gets in there or not. Now, we know that when we pray, we have an open heaven. And all we have to do is believe the things that we pray are going to be carried out by these angels up there. So I'll start it off, and that's what we'll do. Well, first, let's do this. Let's take care of personal prayer time and get everybody that needs prayer or has someone they need to pray for through, and then we'll start that. Okay. Does anybody have a prayer request or would like to pray about something? Yeah, go ahead, Dana.
I got a call this morning for an interview in Tennessee.
Get out of here. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a 7-hour drive. We're gonna start driving around 5 a.m. And I pray that God will protect us on the way there and back. And if this is an answer from God, let the people I'm going to see for an interview like my resume, like everything about me, and give me a job and help us move.
Amen. Amen. Is this in East, West, or Central Tennessee?
West.
West Tennessee. Okay. I kind of figured it was being just 7 miles away. Okay. Lord, we just lift up baby T. And Lord, if this is the job that you want him to have, I ask, Father, that all doors be opened and that you will show great and favor for David with this company in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for David and his family. And I praise you, Father, that if this is what you want him to do, that they'll pay for everything when he moves. And praise you, Father, for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody believe that? Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I believe it. Okay. Pack your suitcases, brother. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Sir, and everybody, greetings. This is just a praise report. Rather than saying who it is, it's a close relative who was convinced that they needed the vaccine, the vaccine that's the hot potato right now. So, of course, my wife and I have studied into it some, and we had talked with this person. I hadn't talked directly because normally what I say is rejected. But my wife went and talked to this person at length and finally convinced them that it's not the better part of wisdom to get this vaccine. Well, just today last night, he decided to go ahead and get the vaccine anyway again. And last night I was feeling, I've been praying for this person for quite some time, many years. And, you know, they'd have, God would grant them deep repentance. And, you know, as Duncan Campbell and others would say, be gloriously saved, you know. Getting the vaccine didn't seem to be part of that package in my mind. So actually last night I started getting fearful when I heard that he'd decided to go back and get the vaccine anyway after deciding not to get it. My wife was quite concerned, but felt that she couldn't say anymore. So I thought, well, shall I go over and talk or try to talk? And I thought maybe it would be best for me just to seek the Lord and put it in his hands. Because certainly God can reverse the effects of the vaccine, but that person wasn't really at that point with God where they could trust him for that. So I ended up praying quite a bit, and I thought, you know, I need to be entering into that rest because it's the fearful, the unbelievers, the whoremongers, and all those guys that don't make it at the end. I thought, I can't have any fear. So, and this has happened a few times with close relatives. I'll get fearful, and then I realize, now wait a minute. You know, because we've all studied into the vaccine stuff, and there's some pretty scary stuff involved with that. So, my wife's brother called me or texted me this morning and said, he's going to get it. Pray, please pray that God will intervene. Then another friend, they found out he was going to go get vaccinated. And he actually ended up calling this person, something that some of the rest of us couldn't seem to have any effect. And a little bit after that, on the way in to get the vaccine, just with a few minutes to spare, he made the decision not to get it, and our whole family was overjoyed. And I was at the point of tears. I thought, Lord, I should have trusted you all along and not been fearful ever, and just trusted you that you would handle the situation. Getting the vaccine, of course, isn't the end of the world, like I said, but still, God did intervene, and it's just sometimes we can't directly, by our words, change an outcome, talking to somebody directly, but we can appeal to the great judge of the earth who does have that power and authority. I love it. So anyway, just want to let you know, I'm super excited about this, as there are many around here. So praise God.
Amen.
Back to you, Michael.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for answer to prayer again. Okay. Anyone else?
I do have a prayer request. It's something we're all just praying for as well. Some other close relatives, a young husband and wife just got the vaccine, which I understand it's possible. I don't know. I'm not, you know, privy to everything, but it sounds to me like it makes it, if it doesn't cause death, it does cause infertility. So I'm just praying against that as well for this young couple. So Amen. Maybe if you could agree with me for that as well.
Okay, Lord, we reverse any kind of effects of that type to these people that don't understand. It's just ignorance. And Lord, we just praise you for your blood covering them in this respect. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Is that Obadiah? That's Obadiah.
God, we pray, Lord, that these vaccines would have no effect on believers, Father.
Amen.
Especially in our family members that are taken in ignorance. Father, we just command no effect on our bodies in any whatsoever. No change in our DNA, no sickness, no illness. If those who do take it or for some reason, with various reasons, so we're just looking to you for your protection, God. God, just like we can drink any poison, it won't hurt us. Just along that, be bit by serpents, it won't hurt us, Father. And this is just another one of Satan's tricks that have no effect upon us. Just thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. We know it's done. In Jesus' name. Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to pray for my little grandbaby, Blake. She has infant eczema, is what the doctor said. But I cast down that spoken curse on her in the name of Jesus, and she is healed in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that it will go away quickly in Jesus' name. And they won't be putting that cortisone cream on her face for very long. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. That she sleeps well, and I just command that itch to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I got a question for you. I can't remember. Is her name Rebecca Blake or Blake Rebecca?
Blake Rebecca.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. Thank you, Lord, for healing Blake Rebecca. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Will.
Evening, everyone, and evening, Michael.
Hi, buddy.
Lord, I just pray for all our family members and loved ones that you'll put a fear for the vaccine in their hearts, that they'll all decide not to take it, Lord. I also ask for a revelation on the chip and vaccines from now on, Lord, that you would educate everyone in the church about the chip and vaccines, Lord, that they will become educated and understand the consequences when they do take any vaccines, and that they'll ask your guiding, Lord, and they'll get into contact with you and talk to you about it, and that you'll break the Nicolaitan error, Lord, and that they will have a better communication and contact with you, Lord. Draw your church closer in these days, that they'll know what to do. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So a thought just came to me. Those of you who have family members that are bound and determined to take this vaccine, you might tell them, say, why don't you do this? Why don't you ask them if this would change my DNA in any way, or if there's any thing in here that's harmful to my body, and I'm going to record your answer and see what happens. You might try it. I don't know if it'll work or not. I'm fearful of needles anyway, so they ain't going to stick one in me if I can help it. They're going to have to tie me down, chain me to something. Yeah. I don't like them. They hurt. Go ahead, somebody. Anybody else got a prayer request?
Yeah, I do. Remember that baby I talked about, the first one that had the heart surgery, had been in the hospital for 7 months, in and out, but in really bad shape. And she was was doing very well and then went home. And then, no, sorry, in the hospital, she got COVID and so did the mother. And they started getting better, were able to go home. And the baby's oxygen was just very light. And the mother, Brittany, was feeling better. But then the baby's Abby, then Abby got worse again and back in the hospital again. It's just constant. It's just constant something. And it's just the enemy. So I want to stand against that. I'm all in agreement with that. And then I also want to pray for the mother, Brittany, because I don't want to go into details. I don't know the detail. But I want to pray for her and my daughter, our daughter, Hadassah, that God would mend, reconcile some things there between them. So, I mean, Hadassah didn't go into detail. I just happened to ask if what has Brittany told you about the baby? And she said, "Oh, something happened. So I want to know." And I just, pray that God will reconcile that. So, Lord, first of all, we rebuke this COVID in the baby, Lord, in Abby, Lord. We rebuke every infirmity in her body in Jesus' name. We bind the demon spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus and cast them from this baby in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your healing, Lord. We just command the works of your hand, Father, to touch this baby and heal according to your word, Lord, that whatever we ask in faith, believing that you hear us, Lord, and that we receive it, that we believe we have received it and we will have it, Lord. So, Lord, thank you, Lord, for touching this baby, God, and answering these prayers, Lord, and ending this once and for all. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father, that Abby and Brittany can get back home again soon, Lord. And this be all be done with, Lord, to the glory of your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. Just be glorified in this, God. We thank you, God. We just take our authority over this now in Jesus' name. And I pray for Brittany, Lord, and Hadassah. And I just pray, God, that you would reconcile them again, Lord, and that you would be ministering to each one of them, Lord, by your spirit, Lord, and according to your word, Lord, there would be forgiveness, and they would want to just walk in your ways in this, Lord, and that you would do your work here, Lord God, and be glorified. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. There is a drug that's actually I've been on the market for years. I can't think of the name of it. It's one that I hadn't heard of before, but thousands of people have taken this stuff and not one person died from it. From COVID, I'm talking about. Yeah, Barry.
I think it's ivermectin.
Yeah, that might be it. That's one of them.
It's not chloroquine.
No, that's I knew about that one, but this is a new one.
It might be what Remdesivir.
Hang on, Missy. What, Barry?
Yeah, remdesivir is non-effective. It costs a fortune. Now, ivermectin has been used against parasites all over the world for like 50
That's
years.
That's it. Yeah.
And it is available at feed stores. You can get enough that's like, depending on how big you are, like 12 doses down to like maybe 6, depending on your body weight, for like $3. I mean, this stuff is just almost no money at all, and it's extremely effective. And they're suppressing its use, but if you dig hard enough, you'll find where it's been used successfully all over the world.
Praise God. What's the name of it again?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin. That sounds about right. I think that's it.
I'll put it in the chat.
Okay. Yeah, Will, go ahead.
Yeah, we all heard on site about ivermectin. It's actually, they use it on animals. But there's also, there's this joke going around of this guy testifying that it's awesome and it worked for him. And then he starts making these animal sounds and he starts to, I must try and find it. It's hilarious, but he does a horse really well and all sorts of animal sounds. And he's like, there's no effects. And then he starts to make these sounds. <It's very funny.
laughs> All right. I will have to look that one up. Horse warmer. Do you have to use the same needle? I'm just asking because they got needles about that long,
No, it's oral.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. Very small amount. You take a dose on day one.
If someone,
another dose on day three, and then it should be gone. Some people take it as a protective measure, a prophylactic, and they take it every 45 days, and then you just won't get it. You know, it's very well proven and very safe. You need to watch the dosage levels because it builds up in the body. You don't want to have too much of that built up in your body. But apparently it works real well in countries that don't have a lot of medical facilities and all its expensive doctors and drugs and stuff. They're using it. It's very, very effective.
Is this ivermectin?
Yep.
That's what he said, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I've got to give some to our horses right away. My wife keeps bugging me to do it, but I was going to mix it with grain. So if I mix it with grain,
there you go.
I could put it in a pancake and put real maple syrup on it. That would really do well.
Yeah. There you go, man. Get them all inoculated. Did you get that, Denny and Debbie? Get the name? Okay, good deal. Just tell them to go down to the local feed store and get them some of that and give that baby and her some of it, and they'll be fine.
It says approved by the FDA, so go for it.
Yeah, amen. If it's approved by the FDA, praise God. Is that just for horses or humans too?
I'm sure not humans.
Well, that's okay. But, hey, it makes no difference. If it works, it works.
That's something that's over the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need a prescription.
Yeah. Go ahead, Julie.
Just to clarify, are they saying that it's okay for people to take that?
That's what you're saying. They're saying the doctors are giving it.
And the doses are by body weight is how much, you know, ounces or whatever, millimeters or milliliters or whatever.
Well, I'll have to get my bill book out if you want to know the dose amounts. We're going to have to run around here.
Just clarification, because I have heard some people that were thinking about taking it, or because they had to take it, you know, the vaccine, that they were encouraged to take it for work or whatever. It's
probably go online and find out the dosage amounts. I don't know. You know, I don't know. If I gave out that information, I'd have to charge money for it, and I can't.
Well, thank you, but you're not qualified for that. So thank you very much.
That's right. Amen. I really don't know. The horse pills I've seen when I was running horses, pretty big. So I don't know. All right. Anyone else? Okay. For some of y'all that came in late, we're going to tonight. I would like to start out by praying some prayers for the conservative people out there. Talk show hosts. When I came back from Arkansas, I was listening to the radio, even Rush Limbaugh. They've given up hope on Trump being president. And it's people like that need our prayers. What's happening is you're getting these curses thrown at them from the news media and also the Satanists. They're doing witchcraft against them. And so we need to come against it. The Lord has told us to do this. He said, if we don't and believe for them, that Biden will be in there. So raise your hand if you don't believe what we pray is going to happen. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Everybody in here I know has great and bold faith. So we're just going to believe tonight and pray against this witchcraft and these satanic cults that are throwing these curses out there at them. They're desperate and they're doing everything they can to have Biden put in there, because they know if Trump stays in there, they're dead meat, a lot of them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we have open heavens tonight and your angels are standing around at the ready to go to work. And, Father, I ask and I pray that you send your angels to break up any of these satanic cults that are out there doing witchcraft against the conservative talk show hosts and the conservative people out there. I bind up every curse spoken against the conservatives people in this country in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for binding them. I thank you, Father, for casting those curses down to the ground in Jesus' name. And I'm going to just stop right there and let somebody else take over. Maybe. Yeah, Missy.
Lord, I'd just like to pray also along with that and agree that we also cast on any witchcraft coming against us and UBM, against all of those, us who are praying against the satanic forces who are coming against Satan, who are fighting them daily, that have no fear of coming up against Satan and his demons. Lord, I also ask you to give us your angels for protection to start coming to our aid and staying us up and keeping us strong, because we're coming under attack also when this happens, when we're attacking them. Lord, we're going to stand against Satan. We're going to fight this battle, but we also ask you to lift us up and continue to strengthen us as we do this. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Go ahead, Missy.
We just cast down all these lying spirits, these spirits of discouragement, depression, that's being sent their way. We cast it down. We cast down every spoken curse against all Trump supporters, conservatives, talk show hosts, anyone in the name of Jesus, especially those that are informing people of what's going on, the truth of what's going on. Lord, and we just ask you to show the ones that have gotten discouraged and are hopeless or even actually even turned against Trump. We ask you to send forth your angels and turn them back around. Let them know that they listened to the wrong information and get them back and getting their information from people who are trustworthy and reliable. And we cast down every spirit of faction, of division in the name of Jesus and against these ones in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for getting them back on correct information, Lord, and bring the right people to reach out to them and give them the information that they need. And we just command this fogginess, this discouragement off their minds and away from them. Put your hedge of protection around every one of them, Lord, by your angels. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, Marilyn, go ahead.
Okay. Father, we also, we continue to bind up these oppressive spirits. Oh, Father, we just thank you and praise you. We thank you and praise you that we can pray on behalf of these people and the elect among them. And Father, we bind up the spirits of helplessness, hopelessness, defeat, failure, and surrender. In the authority of the mighty name of Jesus, I cast all this out of these people, off these people, this spirits of heaviness, the spirits of just weariness, the fainting spirits, the wavering spirits, all the doubt, the fear, the unbelief, the double-mindedness, the anxiety, the worry, the stress, the tension, the nervousness, the sleeplessness, the restlessness, the insomnia. I cast all this demonic power down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus, and I command the angels to drive this darkness out of and away from these people. And Father, well, we just cast down. We cast down all their spells, their curses, their voodoo, their hexes, their vexes, it's all witchcraft. It's all rebellion. I cast down all their prayers of darkness and incense of darkness in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. We cast down all the gatherings of the Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the wizards, the New Agers. We cast down all their gatherings, all their rituals, all their sacrifices, and all their altars in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And I command the angels to go and take care of that. Father, we lift these people up to you. We lift them up to the throne of grace. We trust and believe that many of these are our sisters and our brothers. And Father, if we were in their shoes, we would want somebody praying for us. So Father, we lift them up to you. Father, we ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That the ministry of your Holy Spirit is so immense, Father, and just such a blessing to your people. I pray you strengthen them in the inner man by the power of your Holy Spirit. Enlighten the eyes of their understanding. Grant unto them the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pour out a spirit of repentance on them, Father, and let them repent and believe. Draw them to you, Father. Draw them to you through the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I'm sorry. I feel a lot of witchcraft coming against me as I'm trying to pray.
Everybody, look, let's do something. Stop just a moment. Everybody, while she's praying, pray in the spirit. We all ought to be praying in the spirit while somebody's praying. That way you'll be in the spirit as well. Yeah. All right. We come against any kind of witchcraft against Marilyn right now. Barry, we cast it down. It's null and void. And we thank you, Father, for loosing your angels all around her right now in the name of Jesus. Right. And Father, we thank you that the heavens right. have been opened up for her now in Jesus' name. Go.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you for lifting up our brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh, loving Father, that they grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season they shall reap if they faint not. Father, I pray that you would grant unto them, dreams, visions, visitations, revelations, divine appointments. Loving Father, confirm your will and your way unto them. And Father, we thank you for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is the spirit of refreshing. It is the spirit of refreshing on those that are fainting under the heat of the battle. And so, Father, we just thank you and praise you for what you're doing even right now. I come against all this oppression from the big tech companies, from Apple, from Google, from Amazon, from Twitter, from Facebook, from Instagram, and Father, every other one that you know of. We bind up their power in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bring down their servers, hack their websites. Father, we loose the angels to come in and do a work here in the enemy camp. And Father, we also loose a troubling spirit to come in their midst where there's backbiting, fault finding, anger, fear, worry, betrayal. Lord, everything that they have tried to cast upon us, Lord. Father, we do not curse these people. We bless them in the name of Jesus. We forgive them in the name of Jesus. Father, for any of them among them that are yours, pour out a spirit of repentance and let them repent and believe, because they become our brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, we confess and believe that we don't want to criticize these people. We don't judge them. To their own master, they will stand or fall. And Father, for any that can receive your mercy, we pray that their hearts be prepared to receive that. But Father, you are being mocked. Our God will not be mocked. And Father, your word is very specific that they will reap what they've sown. So Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are a mighty God. We thank you that we are just like Jehoshaphat, that verse you gave me the other day. We're just standing there by the watchtower and watching the battle. And we praise our God. Every praise is to our God. And we thank you and praise you, Father. Thank you for the glorious work you're doing here. And that it's all to your glory, Father. And we're all just sitting here just waiting to see how our God is working here. And we thank you and praise you, Father. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Dave, you got your hand up or you just praising God? Okay. Yeah, Pat, go ahead, brother.
Father, I just agree with Marilyn specifically in that verse where the people lack vision, they perish in Proverbs somewhere. And Father, I just ask that you would bring forth your vision and place it in the hearts of these, our conservative brothers and sisters that are out there, especially those that are in the media and trying to speak forth your word. Lord, I bind right now that paradigm that they're functioning in, that the election is lost. They have bought into that deception by not understanding, not seeing, not having the vision that you are in control, that no nation rises or falls without your divine hand behind it, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you. We just ask you to give vision, give vision. Give the Holy Spirit, Lord, and bring repentance to our brothers. As Marilyn said, the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I'm for some reason, I'm thinking of your, that you were baptized, you received the Holy Spirit, and then you went into the wilderness. And we are right now on this side of the wilderness for the general population. And so, Father, there's got to be a spirit, your spirit, that is poured out in such a way as to envelop people to move into that wilderness, to have that vision, to move into that wilderness and to trust you, seeking you for your provision. And so, Lord, I just pray, I'm asking that you would pour out that vision upon your people, upon those conservative voices out there in the public, that they would be able to see with new eyes. They would be able to see the future by looking at the past and what has happened, that they would be able to break that force that is against them, that's trying to destroy their mind. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And that truth, as we continue in that truth, will set us free. And we thank you for that, Lord. We bless our brothers and sisters out there that may be struggling. Lord, it's if we're listening to the media, if we're listening to all these voices are out here, there's so many confusing voices that are in the air. But Lord, we just trust you to sort us, to lead us through the process. You've called us and separated us from this kingdom of the earth, separated us into your kingdom, and you've translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, we just ask you to fill us with the Spirit, that we may carry your word, stand in your truth, and express your life and your love to all of those around us. Lord, we thank you for your provision in this time. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you've given us. So, Lord, we just we direct the angels, Lord, to cut the legs out of this faction that is coming against these people. We bind those spirits of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We commandeer the media for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that media will start to turn and to release truth, release the freedom of voice, the freedom of speech. We release it in the name of Jesus. We command light to shine in that darkness in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, your truth, and we take our comfort in standing and resting with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Go ahead, Will.
Someone shared a testimony a while ago. I can't remember who it was, but it was about a Satanist. He came to Christ after dealing with David Wilkerson's church, and he couldn't break through the firewalls of prayer. And he, at some point, realized that he, his God that he's serving, Satan, has limited power, has less power than the Christians, because they can protect things and he can't break through. And I just want to pray, Lord, there was another thing, all over Acts, there's a clear distinction between Christians and any witches and Satanists, because the authority the Christians had in Acts over any witch, it was so powerful, you know, it was clear who was the boss whenever they had to do with anything, witchy or any sorcerer or whatever, it was quickly dealt with, and it was very evident to everyone watching who served the most powerful God, you know. And Lord, I just want to pray that the witches and everyone and all the witches that's against us now, Lord, that you would lift us up high above them, Lord. And they will realize, and everyone that's watching will realize who's got the true power of Christ. Lord, I pray for the firewall of angels around everything that you've got planned for your children now, that it will be very evident to the witches that they will realize that they're very powerless, and that a lot of them will come to repentance, I'm sure, in these days, Lord. Just want to thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. That wasn't David Ramirez, was it?
I think it might have been you, Michael. I'm not sure, yeah. But it was a good testimony, because he realized his powerlessness against Christians, and that brought him to Christ, because he just realized he's not serving the real powerful God. He's serving a weaker one that's much weaker.
Amen. Denny, did you have something?
Yes, I'm getting all my clicks here. I got boxes in the way, and I got to get rid of them. Okay, am I good?
Yeah. Where'd you go?
I'm here now. Okay.
Okay.
I just want to read some verses we got. I think Eve got them two or three days ago in the morning meeting. It's from Isaiah 59. And, of course, he's confessing the sins of Israel. And for one thing, and then he goes on to share the problem that exists in society there, and we'll see that in these verses. And then he shows how the Lord himself is going to take over, and he's going to be the solution. So I'm going to read it out of the Good News Bible, which is today's English version. It's Isaiah 59:13 through 19. It says, "We have rebelled against you, rejected you, and refused to follow you." So right now he's confessing Israel's sins, or God's people's sins. "We have oppressed others and turned away from you." Here, this part we can relate to our country, what's going on, and the leaders in that. "Our thoughts are false, our words are lies. Justice is driven away, and right cannot come near. Truth stumbles in the public square, and honesty finds no place there. There is so little honesty that anyone who stops doing evil finds himself a victim of crime. The Lord has seen this, and he is displeased that there is no justice. He is astonished to see that there is no intercessor to help the oppressed. So he will use his own power to rescue them and to win the victory. He will wear justice like a coat of armor and saving power like a helmet. He will clothe himself with a strong desire to set things right." In the Amplified, for strong desire, it says a furious divine jealousy. So he will clothe himself with a furious divine jealousy to set things right and to punish and avenge the wrongs that people suffer. He will punish his enemies according to what they have done, even those who live in distant lands. From east to west, everyone will fear him and his great power, and he will come like a rushing wind, like a rushing river, like a strong wind. So, Father, we just see your ministry and all of this, Father, and we confess our country, our nation, and the church in our nation, Father. We confess the sins and the wrongdoings, and we just appeal to your mercy, Father. Lord, you have seen that everything is now being built on lies, one lie after another. Everything, every single facet of it stems from a lie. And we know who the father of lies are. Father, we bind that spirit, the spirit of Satan, in the name of Jesus. We forbid this in the name of Jesus from here on. God, we thank you, Father. Free us, God. Free our nation. Free our people. Our appeal to you is to you, Lord. Clothe yourself with justice and righteousness and bring vengeance, Father, to deal with those who need to be dealt with, Father. And God, we pray, we'd like to see just a real revival, even in Congress, that your spirit would minister in that assembly some way, somehow, and a conviction would fall upon many, Father, and that they would repent and acknowledge that they've been lying, they've been cheating, they've been stealing, and that's the normal course of business in that setting. That's how they operate. Their mode of operating is lying, cheating, and stealing to gain advantage. We pray that there would be a conviction come upon them, Father, and that many hearts would repent, turn to you. And Father, and those who refuse to, that you would deal with them with vengeance. Thank you, God. We just trust you, Lord. We thank you for your ministry to our nation. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, Malcolm.
I just wanted to pray a little bit of Psalms 43. Lord, send out your light and your truth. Your light and your truth. Let them lead those in Congress that are your elect. Let them lead different government officials. Let them lead all of us, Lord. Let them lead us and bring us into thy tabernacles, and so that we can rejoice, like it says in the rest of Psalms 43. Thank you, Lord, for your light and your truth, for mm-hmm. setting them out. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
My mom told me today that she talked to my Uncle Tom, who is the husband of a congresswoman, Virginia Fox in North Carolina, my great aunt. And she's one that voted to not accept, to accept electoral votes. And my mom said that, my Uncle Tom said that him and my Aunt Virginia are very disappointed in how the election went. And I'm just like, the Lord's just telling me to keep my mouth shut about the whole thing. I don't think my mom knows the extent of how bad, you know, Congress screwed up really. And Father, I do pray for your mercy. I don't understand why they would vote to accept the electoral votes, because they knew before they voted, Lord, that there was irrefutable evidence. They were given the evidence. They knew. And Father, I pray that they have an out, like maybe they were blackmailed, threatened or something. I don't know, Lord, but I pray that there's an out for those that, especially like Malcolm was saying, any elect among them, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that my Aunt Virginia is one of them, Lord. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I ask you, thank you, Lord, for granting any of them repentance, Lord, that are your elect, Lord. And I just command any impression and oppression and discouragement and depression and fear off of any of them that are your elect, Lord. And just speak to their hearts that they would know, Lord, that you're the only one that can straighten this out, and that they would just cry out to you, Lord. They're in a pickle, Lord, to say the least, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Just pray for mercy, 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 and your grace poured out upon them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go ahead, Theo.
Father, I just want to lift up everybody and pray that we put our faith completely in you, Father. We know that you have allowed everything to happen as it is, and that the final glory will be yours. And we thank you for that, Father. And we lift up all our brothers and sisters, our immediate families, our close relatives, and everyone we touch, that your truth shines out, Father, and that you give true faith to these people, and that anyone that's looking at what they can see and being just down with worry and uncertainty of what the times are bringing, we just pray, Father, that you comfort them with your love and peace and your joy, and give us that bold faith to stand on your word, Father, and just know that everything is done by your plan, and that you will get the final glory. I have another thought, but it'll come back to me.
I'm out.
Where are we? Lord, I just want to, first of all, be in awe of you. I just don't have words to say this and describe this, but I want to give you honor first. Lord, I thank you for the assignment you give. Well, your ecclesia. And Lord, I just want to, okay, Lord, thank you for the place you give us before your throne on the glassy sea. And Lord, I do not need to convince you. None of us need to convince you of your word. However, Lord, let's have the enemy listen to these things. Let them know the terror of your body declaring your word. So first of all, Lord, I want to give thanks for those, and even those who are, in lukewarm situations, church-wise, who are turning to you in prayer and even turning from having you serve their agenda to them praying humbly before you. And I ask that you would add to the number of people who humbly pray, not just for this situation, Lord, but make it their life, that your ranks will be filled. Remind the enemy that your word says that you watch over your word to perform it. That it says, bless the Lord and ye his angels that excel in strength, and remind them how strong just one angel is. And these angels do your commandments and hearken unto the voice of your word. So Lord, first off, for all these people, we ask that you would, as per Isaiah 35:3, strengthen the limp hands and steady the feeble knees. As per Hebrews 12:12, strengthen the limp hands and weak knees. This is probably a quote from the other one as well. What was the other one? Doesn't matter. Let those who are against you, Lord, know terror. Let them know the darkness and the slipperiness and the fear, the terror of the angel of the Lord pursuing them through dark and slippery places. Hang on a second. There was something I wanted to read out. I'll just get it up on my little Esau here. Have them listen to this. That Psalm 83, a song or psalm of Asaph, keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace now, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they hate thee, or they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel, and we have seen it, Lord, so obviously, against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may no more be in remembrance. And Lord, we are grafted into that. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebel and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines and the inhabitants of Tyre, Asser is also joined with them. And they have holden the children of Lot. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, yea, all their princes of Zebra and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Oh my God, make them aware as like a wheel, as stubble before the wind. As fire burneth a wood or a forest, as flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is the Lord, are most high over all the earth. Let them tremble at an ecclesia led by the Lord humbly, calling out the word of God. Because no word of yours, Lord, goes out and returns to you void, but it accomplishes the purpose for which it is sent. No purpose of yours will be thwarted. Amen. That'll do.
Where are you reading from, Greg?
That was Psalm 83, which is kind of a favorite of mine, and a few other verses as well that I was drawing from.
Thank you.
Can I share a scripture I have to share? This is stood up to me the other day so strongly. This is in Exodus 14. Pharaoh was in pursuit of the children of Israel, and they were at the Red Sea, and they looked behind them and saw the Egyptians coming, and they were in fear. And then Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. The Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again ever." In ASV, the next verse, verse 14, says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." So I just thought that was pretty awesome when I read that one day, and I thought, yes, thank you, Lord. So God, thank you, Lord, that you fight for us, Lord. Help us to stand in faith, Lord, and stand in faith. We see your salvation, Lord. We see your deliverance already, Father, and we receive it, Lord. We thank you for that, God, and just help us to stand and keep praising you and thanking you for the victory at the end of this battle, Lord God. And we thank you, God, that they're going down. There's going to be Red Sea, Lord, and you're going to be victorious. Thank you, God. Amen.
Let's see how to go ahead, Phil. You think about what you
came back. All right. Thank you, Father, okay, for putting it back on my mind. I just wanted to bind up and cast down that spirit of patriotism that is trying to creep into everybody's life, people around me, those that are in despair. They're suffering from the attack of the enemy, but then the other side is just putting all of its hope and faith into this Jesara that's coming. And I hear nothing about Jesus Christ in their beliefs. It's all unity and God, and we're all equal, and humanity, and nothing about the resurrection of the Son and Christ in us, which is what you want in us, Father. And eventually we will be hated by the entire world for following you. And I just pray, Father, that you don't let us get too caught up in what the patriots stand for, and that we don't forget that it's Christ in us that truly matters. And I thank you, Father, for the victory that you're going to bring to this land, that you will redeem us from all the curses and manifest yourself in us through all of this, all these trials. And I thank you, Father, that it's going to be you. It's not going to be any Jesara, Trump, or Q, or anyone. All glory goes to you, Father. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Will. I think you're next.
I received Psalm 2 today, and I think it's quite applicable, so I'm just going to read it. Why do the nations rage and the peoples meditate a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. Then will he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will tell of the decree. Jehovah said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve Jehovah with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish in the way, for his wrath will soon be kindled. Blessed are all they that take refuge in him. Psalm Ayah. Okay, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Malcolm.
That was close. I was on another phone call, and I just switched back, and there you were. Thank you, Michael. I wanted to say about something about Psalms 83. It says, Lord, to make them as a wheel in King James. I looked into that, and it means tumbleweed. And it makes sense considering the context, the tumbleweed. Here in the States, the tumbleweed is something you see that goes flying across the road when the wind blows. It's a dead little bush that just rolls. And sometimes when you're driving along at 70 or 80 miles an hour, it's kind of disconcerting to smash into one of those. It's not like the end of the world. But anyway, tumbleweed is very flammable, of course. And so that's the context of that psalm. What do they call that in that kind of thing in South Africa or Australia or whatever, wherever you are?
Well, we see westerns, and so we call it tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed, okay. So you know it. All right. The other thing I wanted to mention was the Congress situation. I told Michael, I happened to watch the footage in real time. Actually, I watched them while they were doing it. And when Vice President Pence was, finding out if they had a senator that had signed on to this objection regarding the count, the integrity of the election in that state, when he finally, they admitted they didn't have a senator that had signed on, then Vice President Pence would say, that objection does not stand. And then there was cheering and clapping. And I thought, what arrogance against the voters of that state to think that they could be happy that they just disenfranchised those voters. The arrogance is so overwhelming, it almost brought me to tears watching that, because I thought, it's like they don't really give a rip about that state. And there's no responsibility or accountability for them. Anyway, that's what I had to say.
All right, go ahead, Pat. You might want to unmute. It works better that way.
How's that?
Better.
I was reading today a scripture that came to me. I was thinking about David's message last, I think it was the weekend on a Sunday, and he was preaching for a little while about weakness, and when we are weak, then we are strong. Excuse me. And it brought me back to thinking about how God's perfect salvation is made available not for the mighty or the powerful, but for the weak. And because he desired to have create a path to him that anybody in any condition of weakness would be able to reach out and grab him. And that weakness, it had dawned on me then that even if a person was blind, couldn't speak, couldn't think correctly, was paralyzed, even in that total weakened state, you can't keep someone from believing. And it is in the power of believing that God allows his salvation to rest. I think it's in Romans, actually wasn't meaning to say that, but I have to flip over and read that real quick. As Paul was saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And then he says in the next verse, for therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. For therein, and I thought for a long time about that. What is the therein that he's talking about? Is the therein that he's referring to the salvation? For it is the power of salvation, the power of God unto salvation? Or is the therein that where that righteousness is revealed, is it in the power? And I finally came to rest upon what that therein, what is he, where is that revealed righteousness? Where is righteousness revealed? It's revealed in the believing of the gospel. And when David was talking about that, the weakness of God that he created is the very avenue to get to him through our humility and our weakness in believing his word, where the nations around us rage and battle and war, yet we can take rest in our weakness of simply resorting to believing God's word. And that is the very power of God's salvation, where his righteousness is revealed. And I guess I was thinking about what I was reading that from another point of view this morning. In Matthew 19:23, Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say unto you, it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And he said, again, I say it to you, it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And as I was thinking about that, a rich man is a man or a person who trusts confidently in their own ability to provide their own provision. It's their dependence upon their own ability to provide. And as I got to thinking about, we here in the United States, we dwell in the midst of we are a rich country. We have many wealthy people in this country. Our perspective of riches in this country, probably what we would consider, say, poverty-stricken people, are in many countries of the world are is standard living, and so that we in this country are probably comparatively to a lot of countries rich. Everybody in our society is. And we can, and so I felt that struggle within myself of just the very foundation of that, of depending upon my own, resorting to depend upon my own resources or on my own abilities or something like that. And it's kind of had me down for the last week or so. Because for whatever reason, I tend to resort to that as opposed to taking that path that God has given us for salvation of believing, just resting in that place of weakness and believing it. So, actually, I wasn't meaning to say that, but I'll say it as a by way of confession. I believe that's where the Lord is taking me through this process here. And so, Father, I just, number one, I ask that you would continue to open up my eyes. And Lord, that this cannot be a concept, a paradigm, or a thought process, or whatever that is certainly unusual in this country, or even in the world, Lord, for we all tend to trust upon our own devices or abilities or whatever. But Lord, I renounce that right now in the name of Jesus, for I choose a better way in you, a better way that you have provided in believing your word, Lord. And I just pray for those of us in this country that struggle over the same temptations and conditions, Lord. I just put it out and ask you, Lord, to just to take that away, shatter that illusion, and bring forth the light of your gospel and the truth. Make the connections in us, Lord. Pour out your spirit that we may all dwell in the absolute vision of your authority, your provision, your life, your kingdom within us. And Lord, I just pour out my heart to you and pray, Lord, that you would open up my eyes, our eyes, and bring forth repentance in this nation, Lord. where we cry out to you. We cry out in weakness, in trusting, in confidence, Lord, that you have brought us into this time in this nation's history, for this specific time to do your will and to accomplish your word, Lord. So we thank you for it. We thank you for your provision from on high. Pour out your spirit upon us, Lord, and lead us into this wilderness. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, sir.
I was just talking with my daughter. That's why I wasn't on. But and I brought these scriptures to her. This is the second time I brought these scriptures to her. And I would like to read them and pray about them, because I don't think it's just, I feel like I need to pray for her over these scriptures, but also for many other ones out there that are dealing with the same thing.
All right, hold on. Judy, are you messing with the microphone?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it up louder.
This is plenty loud enough. All you're doing is creating a little bit of static there. So it's fine. It sounds really good. Yeah, Greg says, ah! Go ahead.
Sorry about that. It's 2 Corinthians. I'm going to start at 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. And I'm going to read to 11, to the end of that section. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we find the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivers us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us. He on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us. You also joining in helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given to by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many. Well, Lord, I understand these scriptures with some experience of this. There's been times where I've even felt like I was despaired of even living. I didn't want to be alive. I just wanted to go home and be with you. But I know that that's not what your word is saying to all of us. We need to do the calling that you've given each one of us to minister, that you minister to us, so and we go through these sufferings so that we can minister Christ to the others when they are going through those sufferings, because we have that understanding and experience to be able to have that compassion of you to go forth to those other ones out there. And I know there are many people out there, Lord, even today, all over, that are battling. They're despaired of even living. They don't know what to do. They're lost. They feel hopeless, Lord. You brought us up to, you are bringing us up, and you have brought us up to be able to minister to them, that they can have hope, they can have that faith to believe that you are there for them. And Lord, I just pray that our prayers, just as Paul said that there were prayers of many that helped them through that despairing of living, that our prayers, when we pray for ones that are battling these things, that you, Lord, will bring forth that life to them, that hope to them, that belief, that faith, that you would be able to give them that comfort that they need in their in the times of need. And this has been such a time, Lord, that we need to bear one another's burdens. We need to help share Christ so that many can be delivered from the bondage of even suicide, just that they would see that there is hope. And we just thank you, Father, that you have brought us into this place so that we can minister to others. And I thank you that you are working on my daughter, Tanya, and I pray that you will take away the hardness of heart and the bitterness and be able to minister your love to her, your life to her, help her to see that you are there for her, your promises are there for her, your hope and your life is there for her. And I thank you that she is gaining you and growing in you, and that you're going to eventually deliver to the place where she needs to be in you so she can minister to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Angelica, what we're doing is praying for the country. We're praying against the witchcraft, against the conservative people that matter in the movement. We're praying for the patriots and Trump to fulfill what God has already ordained. And we're trying to encourage. We want to be these people to encourage the people. There's a lot of them that are discouraged, and we believe that there is witchcraft against them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, you told us in Matthew 18:19, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we call upon you, Lord, to be our strength and to be our wisdom and to do warfare through each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And right now we loose the angels to bind the forces of darkness coming against POTUS, the patriots, and the people that are behind them. In Jesus' name, we stand fast and decree the end from the beginning. In Jesus' name, and we send out the angel forces to cast down all the enemies of POTUS and us as well. In Jesus' name, we come against the faction, against the church. In Jesus' name, and we send the angels to put confusion in amongst them. In Jesus' name, let their enemies be their enemies. In Jesus' name, and we praise you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all witches and Satanists right now. And we cast down every curse spoken against POTUS and his people in Jesus' name. We decree and declare the fall of communism and socialism in this country and the Chinese Communist Party, of faction, of lies, of slander, of deception, of the Antichrist, leftist forces of the media and tech giants right now in the name of Jesus. And praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in them right now. We send confusion in the camp of the enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Scatter them, Lord, to the four winds of the earth in Jesus' name. And we send their enemies against the enemies. We cast down Antifa, BLM, anarchists, leftist government leaders, and all traitors in the government, industry, and the military, and everything else in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for doing all of these things in this country. And for your people, you told us years ago, Lord, that we were going to have relative peace for the first 3.5 of wilderness. And you had appointed our Cyrus, President Trump, to be that leader. And we thank you for it, Father. And I ask and I pray, Lord, that you send someone up there that has the truth of the gospel to talk to the president. In the name of Jesus. If it be an angel, that would be even better. How about Jesus? That would be even better. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you that we believe what we pray tonight is happening. Even as we speak, the angels have been loosed. They punched their time clock. They're on the job, and they're doing exactly what we've told them to do. And we praise you, Father, that we're going to see a change in the attitude of the conservatives and the people of God regarding this president in Jesus' name. And just like Phil said a while ago, we cast down any kind of patriot Tells them spirit in God's elect in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We know that you've got people out there to do this job that are not Christian. And we thank you for them, Father. We ask and we pray, Lord, that everyone that helps out in this endeavor be brought into the kingdom at the right moment, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a mighty, mighty miracle tonight and from this point until the 20th. Well, actually, until 4 years from now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, that we have the winning side because you're got our back, and we love you, Lord, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty, glorified name. And oh, my goodness gracious sakes alive. We thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit right now is down upon your enemies, our enemies right now, and scattering them to the winds in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God forevermore. All right, who's next? Glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Denny, go ahead, brother.
Yes, and Father, we bind that spirits of communism that are trying to overtake our country now, the same spirits that work over in China, we bind in Jesus' name. Father, we just remind you, God, that they have enslaved your creation, Father. You created man in your image, and they are enslaving your creation, God. We pray that your righteous anger would rise up, Father, and that you would free those people from this oppression and protect us from those same spirits and the spirits around the world. So we pray as you set our nation free, it's been said, Father, that you were going to, others will be set free too. And we're asking you and trusting you and commanding that China be set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, go ahead, Will.
For me, the funny or the strange thing is in our time, the chip is already there. It's on the shelf. It's available. It's completed. It can already be used. It's not something that still has to be made. So the chip is on the shelf waiting for a specific time. And it's so clear if you want to see it. And what I believe and what I think the church needs to notice and realize is that the Lord is waiting for us. We are not ready for that time. We are not ready for the time to receive the chip.
I'm not ever going to be ready to receive the chip.
Or to stand firm in faith. So, Lord, I just pray for the chip there. It's on the shelf, the eye of the wilderness, and that all of us will redeem the time we've got to prepare this time that you've set aside for us, that we'll redeem the time that we will use every single minute, every single hour, and that we'll be in the Word, and that we'll be hard working, Lord, and diligent. I ask in Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Pat.
Father, I just thank you for your word of truth and how it cuts through the darkness. I just command in the name of Jesus Christ that that word be loosed into these communist armies, whether they be on our northern border or our southern border or the east or west, that you would unleash your word into their midst and start to destroy the foundations of their unbelief. Lord, we thank you for the excitement of your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit to dismantle those thought processes and break through into the darkness. Lord, let your light shine there and dismantle those forces and bring forth weakness, bring forth that weakness that it takes to believe your word and to move into your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you are able to shatter the darkness one aspect of truth in the midst of that darkness shines forth like a candle in a dark cave, lights up the whole thing. So Lord, we just trust you for doing such, and we thank you for your truth again that shatters the darkness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Go ahead, Missy.
Father, there are many countries across this world that's been invaded by the Chinese Communist Party, Lord. And you reminded me how Abraham prayed for Abimelech. I believe Abimelech's wife or something was barren, or he prayed for Abimelech in some shape or form. And you heard him on behalf of Abimelech, but you also, because he prayed for Abimelech, you answered his prayers for himself and his situation. So Father, this isn't just about our country, Lord. It's about the whole world and your people who have been impressed and oppressed and in bondage in the countries which they live in. Lord, I believe the Chinese are majorly down in Mexico, and they've taken over Panama. I know Panama Canal. I know, Lord, that there's much in Africa, the Chinese in Africa. Lord, we just ask also on behalf of our brothers and sisters in other countries, Lord, that have been oppressed by the Chinese Communist Party too, that's come in and bought out and taken over, and same things that they've done here, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bring them out of captivity, send forth your angels and do the same for them, Lord, that we've prayed for us too, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I also want to pray concerning the Chinese. I know President Trump shut down the Chinese companies on stock market and everything, but Lord, they own a lot of food, a lot of land. They own a lot of food companies and stuff in this country. And there's word that the food situation doesn't look very good, Lord, but we ask you for your mercy. We know that there is famine coming, Lord, and there is issues with that, Lord. But we ask you for your mercy, Lord, in this, Lord. We know, Lord, that you're using it to bring your people to repentance, to cry out to you, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to loosen things up and shut down their control, Lord, in Jesus' name, however that looks, whether you do it through President Trump and all, or if you do it through whatever other means, Lord, we ask you for your mercy, that the food supply be not that bad, Lord, and that we know, Lord, that your people are gonna eat, Lord, but there's many that don't have the faith yet to believe that are your elect, Lord, and we just ask you to bring them into repentance and in belief, Lord, so that they believe you for all their needs. Because you said you shall supply our every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and pouring out your spirit and your faith and repentance into the heart of your elect. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, it looks like David and Alina and Phil and Lana have been translated out of here. Maybe they was raptured out of here. I don't know. Go ahead, Will. Oh, there they are. Hey, brother. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, crap. I knew that pre-trib doctrine was right. what did I want to say? No, I just want to correct that. It's absolutely not true. So please focus on your sanctification. And no slacking, guys, because you're going to be unpleasantly surprised if you believe that doctrine. Lord, I just want to pray when it gets dark and difficult, we are tempted to go back into supplication mode. Lord, you warned us we won't be heard for our much speaking. I pray that you'll keep us in thanksgiving in the finished work of Christ and keep us in the rest, Lord, and in the praise that you will and have come through for us, and that all our prayers have been answered at the cross 2,000 years ago. Lord, please keep us strong and keep us in the praise mode after we've prayed, Lord, that we'll stay strong now and not fall back into supplication. And that because we will not be heard for our much speaking, then our prayers won't be answered, Lord. We need to praise. And we thank you, Lord, for the finished work of Christ in this whole situation, Lord, and that we'll stay strong and that we'll stay in praise now, Lord, and we'll praise you in this dark, dark final moments, and that the victory is sure. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
Okay. I just want to talk about the first word in the Bible. In Genesis, it's a two-letter word. It's in, and it's in the beginning. Yes, all of the universe was within God, and he spoke it out of his mouth. He's still speaking his word out of his mouth for our promises, for our prayers. He's still creating us in Christ Jesus. We are going from faith to faith, glory to glory, grace upon grace. We're going from holy to being more holy, as it says in Revelation 22:11. We're going from righteousness to being more righteous. We have your promises, Lord. You have instructed us to put forth our supplications and prayers for this. And we have answered you in this ordeals. And Lord, we know that you are sovereign over all things, and you still speak forth these words. You have that Jesus that speaks forth the words out of your mouth. And we are in Jesus. And we were in Jesus back then too. And Lord, we thank you for this. We thank you that you are a loving kindness God. We thank you, Lord, as you tell us in Hosea, Lord, that our love for you doesn't depend on us loving you, but your love that you have given us. We are progressing in this love, Lord. We are progressing by your love in your creation, Lord. Your creation is everlasting and progressing in us. Your salvation is progressing in us, Lord. And we thank you for this, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can speak forth your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given this to us by the blood of Jesus. It's already done. We thank you, Lord, that this is done for us. Oh, precious, precious is the blood of Jesus. We agree with your word, Lord. We agree with your creative word. We look to you, Lord, and all those words that are yet to come. You've shown me, Lord. I looked at every place holy is mentioned, and only that 22:11 is for us now, holy to becoming more holy, righteous to becoming more righteous, a progression in putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and a promise. Ye shall be holy because I am holy. He that calleth you is holy, be ye therefore holy in all your behavior. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for this. We thank you for you being Almighty God and taking your word and showing us what we went through in the past, showing us how we were entrapped and set free by you, Lord, by your zealousness for us. We are so blessed by you, Lord, And we thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Nera karabormanda le kite, no toto pala kide rarabosia. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Ooh, my, my, my. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God forever, me. Glory, hallelujah. My goodness gracious, life. Man, I'm ready to get up on that cloud and just float right on out of here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Ooh, my, 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 my. Anybody else?
Tara, see. Thank you for your prayers, people.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
For your prayers, yes, Lord. My people. And thank you for the love of God that's coming out of your mouth for amen. America and for all the saints in the world. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Mm-hmm. Let me read what Will put up here. You're going to be a mighty force against evil because you will be ever increasingly the agent of divine power. Think, when this is so, how could you for one moment imagine that evil could leave you alone? It is to the advantage of evil to thwart you. Think how those who care for you in the unseen watch to see you conquer in my strength for my glory. The great battles of your world are fought in the unseen. Fight there your battles and win more than conquerors through him who loves you. Fight with the whole armor of God already prepared for you. Victors through me, Jesus said. Press on. Victory is here in Jesus' name. Yes, we believe it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Will, for posting that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, my.
Michael,
somebody needs to holler, praise Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Somebody needs to shout Jesus. Glory to God, because he's going to win this war.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Is there a way to copy that, Michael?
Copy what?
What you just read.
It's in the chat.
Is there any way to get it on paper somehow or somewhere?
Yeah, what you do is you highlight it with your mouse.
Okay, Judy.
And then you right click and you click on copy. Okay. And then you take it outside to MS Word or Notepad or whatever you use. And paste it, and that'll work.
You'll
have it from now till Jesus comes back.
I'll receive that.
Okay, did you understand
that, Judy? If you also, down in the chat function down there at the bottom, next to, I don't know if you're on a PC, but next to where it says file down on the right-hand side of where you type in a message on your chat, you see that? Okay, maybe you.
You talking about save the chat?
Yes, save the chat. Right.
Yeah, that saves the whole chat. If she wanted to do that, that'd be fine.
Well,
it's
easy to do it if that's.
Okay.
It's a one-click thing, and it goes in.
Once you save it, then how do you pull it up?
Save the chat.
What you do?
Once you save it like that, then when you want to
go into, are you on a
notepad?
I have a MacBook, so I just go into my documents. At the very bottom of the documents, it says Zoom chat. It puts it right straight into the documents. Unfortunately, it goes in as a text version, so it's not as, it's not like a.
Okay. All right. You got that?
Sorry.
That's okay. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else? tell you what. Hang on just a second. All right, anyone else? Go ahead, Julie.
I just want to say, Judy, I just copied that text and sent it to you in an email so you can do with it what you want.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Julie.
There you go. I thought you was a techie, Judy. Okay, that sounds good. That's what I was going to do, but I couldn't get out of there. All right, anyone else want to pray before we get out of here, before we close? Yeah, Lana.
I also wanted to say a quick prayer, just because I was guilty of being impatient yesterday over this whole Trump situation, and impatience tends to lead to discouragement in some form. I was talking to Theo and saying, you know, it doesn't seem to be a whole lot happening, and I'd really like to start seeing a move of God. As a millennial, grew up with instant gratification at my fingertips. And it's not easy to watch things move the old-fashioned way, but it's good for me, and it's good for a lot of us out there. So, Father God, I repent for my impatience and adding to the discouragement out there, Father God. I know how important it is for us to stand in faith, Father God, and be on our guard in order to be able to contribute instead to the prayers as a saint, Father God, to contribute to the pool of encouragement that's needed and the strength that's necessary, Father God, to carry on, to be a light, to be Christ-like for those that are around us, Father God. Many of us are just waiting to see. We want to see the move of God. We want to see things move in the government. We want to see a move in this nation, Father God. In reality, whatever it may be, we want to see the change happening, Father God. But I praise you that it's all in your time, Father God, because you are the beginning of time. So who are we to sit around here mumbling, Father God, in discouragement? I thank you, Father God, for whatever is coming, that you have been preparing us, that you have been promising us great victory, Father God. You have been preparing us for the challenges ahead, Father God, and you have also been preparing us to be encouragers in the time of challenging so that those around us, Father God, can see that there is something beyond what's seen in the natural, that there is a stronger force, Father God, in the spiritual that we can rely on, Father God, that we can count on, Father God. And I praise your name for this, and I glorify your name for this, Father God, and I ask, Father God, that you give us constant and unending reminders, Father God, to stand in faith, to lift up our hands in praise, to lift up our hands, Father God, in support of those, Father God, that don't have this kind of knowledge, that don't have the kind of faith that we have been given, Father God, by your grace. So once again, I thank you and praise your name, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, thank you, Father, for answering her prayers. We thank you, Father, that the millennials would fall into line with the Boone pump, with the Boone group, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. I believe it. Go ahead, Will.
I listened to the teaching, well, the Thursday and the Bible study teachings, three teachings ago or something like that. And Michael, you had a whole a section on faith vision, you know, seeing the end from the beginning. And it was what was stood out for me is you said it's the key to holiness. It's an important key to holiness, or the key to holiness. And I just want to pray about that. And also if it would be a good idea to make that a discussion for maybe down the line, maybe next week or something, really to press in, if that's the key, you know, it would be really good if we pray about that and really press in more, because I think that's just the surface. If that's the way, you know, then if we can really, really just press in, and I just want to pray about that. Lord, thank you for showing us the way. When a man is tempted, God will not tempt you above your own measure, but with the temptation, you will show us a way to escape. And your escape is in the Word, Lord, and I believe that you want to really have us press into the key to holiness, Lord, and make us masters, Lord, black belts, if I can put it like that, in finding and manifesting your holiness, your fruits, Lord. And I pray that you will bless us, and that you will make it a topic, and that we'll really, really just press in hard, Lord, and that we will dive in for those balls, and that we will find the way. And thank you for leading us. And make us very hardworking in this, Lord, and open the gates, Lord, of heaven, for us to receive your fruit, which you'll come for when you come to come back to rule over all. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, we can do that, but we've only gotten one verse in the Romans 12. We were going to go through Romans 12, and it's actually about the same kind of a teaching. Not Romans, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 12, I believe it was. No, that was Romans. That was Romans 12. Yeah, Romans 12.
I think you mentioned about six scriptures, so we started writing, my mom and I, we started writing those down now and really praying about it. And I'm sure that's just the surface. I just feel it's extremely, extremely important to really press in further, you know.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is. Go ahead, Andrew.
Just the tools of the Lord and the key of the Lord. Sometimes we don't think that there's an opposing key that wants to bind us in darkness. And this is why we have the key of the Lord. And I just want to clarify that, because this is what we defend ourselves here with our sword. And that opposing key, that opposing binder, he's trying to manipulate us into darkness. But the Lord has us in his light, because he turned the light on when he created everything. He wanted to see what he was doing, and the light emanated from him. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. It looks like we may be a little bit out of time here. I know it went by fast, but it was good. And I believe, y'all believe that the prayers are answered? I believe it. Thank you, Jesus, that they all answered. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord, for all. We have a open heaven, Lord. Thank you for it. And we ask, Lord, that you give everybody a good night's sleep and put them in the rest that you've already taken care of this, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, for doing that for us as your bride, in Jesus' name. Everybody believe you in the bride? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Y'all be blessed. You hear? Where's Obadiah? That's his job in the fellowship.